You may remember the piece made of recycled wood picked up in the streets of New York City. Artist Paul Velinsky dubbed it the Flower Bomber, a two-scale World War II bomber that was supposed to hang in the atrium last year. Instead, it was stolen and later found disassembled in the back of a truck covered in tires. It's finally made its way to Roanoke, and Velinsky will finish installing it today. Cindy Peterson is executive director at the Taubman Museum.
We'll see the streaming of the bomb bay doors and a huge stream of flowers out of the recycled aluminum cans coming down in the atrium. So really filling that space, and that's when the school children come in and their eyes just light up.
The Flower Bomber will hang in the Taubman Atrium for more than a year. Velinsky has been creating large-scale works for more than three decades. Hear much more about the Taubman exhibits from Cindy Peterson from her recent in-studio appearance on the WFIR News website and social media. Gene Marano, WFIR News.